Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
Next hour is the Power Hour. All our bets for tonight, including side, total, and
props
for the Suns and the Clippers. Canadians, Knights Game 5, Major League Baseball. All our bets coming up next hour on the Power Hour. Next segment, meaning about 20 minutes from now, James Mazzola, For Profit Podcast, joins us. Picks for the Travelers Championship PGA Tour this weekend following the U.S. Open. James has the absolute best in the business. You will not want to miss that, and you will not want to miss this. And this is Drew Dinsick, the Whale Capper, on Twitter at @whale_capper. NBC Sports Edge, the deep dive pod with one of our other buddies here on the show, Andy Molitor. We love having the Whale Capper, Drew Dinsick, on the show. Whale, welcome back to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley on a Tuesday on BetQL. How you doing, my friend, at this point in the NBA postseason?
Oh, fellas, what is up? It's weird to be here almost on the eve of July 4th, and sure enough, NBA playoffs still grinding away here. So it's a weird feeling. It feels like summer is truly on. I've moved on in my brain to dedicating a lot of space to the Euro, which is, I'm sure, hurting my NBA handicap. But that's beside the point. I'm still super fired up for these, you know, Eastern Western Conference matchups are going to be fun. Finals are going to be fun. Something new for sure. You know, people who could complain about small market teams or, you know, not the superstars they wanted to see can get, you know, go pound sand. This is going to be a really fun finale to the playoffs this year.
Well, don't worry, Will. Only 1 month from today is Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Still 1 month to go in the NBA season. One whole month. July 22nd is Game 7 of the NBA Finals, which is just the most depressing piece of information you could possibly tell me. Right?
Until next year when it ends in June and we have 3 months of only baseball. So we're going to look back on this fondly. Yeah. That's my prediction.
Yeah, baseball or vacation? Wow. Which one? That's what, yeah. You be the judge.
Locke, you don't know how good you have it, my man. You got that's Euro. Great. You got Olympics to talk about. You have NBA playoffs drifting well into July. Like, my
hockey.
God, your guys' segment, what we're not going to talk about, that's going to actually be what the show is next summer.
We're going to break our rules. We're going to break all our rules.
Right. It's going to be second take with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
Right, exact second take.
Yes.
Because great. One wasn't
Ken,
enough.
Ken, yeah, right. Can Wander Franco beat Alabama? That will be the topic.
Maybe you should write these for me tomorrow. That one was pretty good. I kind of like that
Could Wander Franco outraise American Pharaoh?
Right. That's amazing. We triple crown debates next. Let's you mentioned you're excited for NBA postseason.
Wait, hold on a second. Well, how good was my Frank Clark Patrick Mahomes one?
Oh, I thought it was great. This whole shtick is absolutely outstanding. The smartest thing you guys have come up with. You guys come up with a lot of smart.
I was going to say, take that, everything we've ever come up with.
And also, that's the ultimate backhanded compliment because Eli came up with it. So
right. Well, I came up with the tweeting, and then Eli was like, "Let's turn that into."
The shtick of Lockie tweeting, here's what we're not going to talk about today.
Sure.
It's so on the nose because it's just the absurdity of what they fill time with on, you know, the mothership is just insane.
Yeah, that's why I found Mothership. Good ESPN reference there. So anyway, maybe I'll secretly ask Will for a couple ideas for tomorrow, since Wander Franco Alabama was actually made me laugh out loud. Will, you mentioned you're excited for the NBA playoffs. You're excited for the, I don't know if I'm that excited for these series, but maybe you can make us excited to make some bets, make some money on the Eastern and Western Conference Finals. Let's do the East first. We've asked, I don't know, like 6 or 7 people already this week, I feel like, about this series. Consensus answer is basically the same. Milwaukee's a monster favorite. Everyone kind of says they should be a monster favorite. They should be, you know, I think what, -450 at Bet Rivers right now, about that, you know, kind of everywhere you look. So the expectation is Milwaukee wins the series a lot of the time. You can be the first person, if you want, to disagree with that assertion. Would you like to take Atlanta's side in this Eastern Conference Finals?
Yeah, I don't think the right move is to bet the series price on this one, but I do think that there, you know, at least when it was when it was around 400, I stared at it for a good long time. Because my number is closer to about 350 on this, and I couldn't, in good conscience, tell anyone to go lay the juice right now with the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, there's just way too much of a history at this point of them finding ways to lose series. The coaching advantage is clearly in favor of Atlanta here. And really and truly, it's not a bad matchup for the Hawks. The Hawks are a team that on any given night, if the shoot, you know, if the 3-point variance is going in their favor, they can put scoreboard pressure on you. And, well, you know, what the Bucks do defensively, they sell out to stop you from getting to the rim, and they give you wide open looks from three. And, you know, Joe Harris couldn't take advantage of that, but if Kevin Huerter, Bogdanovich, if he's healthy, Gallinari, like, those guys are absolute sharpshooters from behind the arc. And if they have a positive shooting night, like what we saw in game one against the Sixers, you know, I do think that, you know, they can steal an early game in this series, which will really kind of, you know, swing the momentum and really probably bring that price well in. At which point I would take a good hard look and think about backing the Bucks. I do think the Bucks advance, but I don't get a 7.5-point line for game one at all. In fact, you know, I know that the Bucks have an extra day of rest relative to what the Hawks have coming into this game, but I don't know, man. That Bucks Nets game seven took about every ounce of energy out of every player on that floor. Like, guys couldn't dribble at the end of that game. Like, the idea that you know, the Bucks are going to be lively in this game one, you know, after a couple of days off, more so than the Hawks might be, just, you know, have a good night's shooting is tough for me to swallow. So out of the gate here, I'm going to probably take the points in game one. I haven't made a bet yet. I want to see if it drifts out to kind of a flat 7.5 before I get involved. But yeah, you know, it's, there are injury question marks swirling in the back of my head about Trae Young's shoulder. Bogdanovich's knee obviously is an issue, and he's not healthy. That, you know, they're starting to get real thin, having already lost DeAndre Hunter for the rest of the postseason. So it's a closer matchup than I think the market has, you know, kind of made it to this point. But I'm still a little hesitant to get involved to really take a strong position that the Hawks are going to make it to the finals.
Will Capper, Drew Dinsick here with us. You better, you bet back QL. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a Tuesday. Will, I know you said you like Atlanta. You're looking for 7.5, but you like Atlanta. Your lean, at least, is Atlanta coming up Wednesday night, game one of the Eastern Conference Final. You know, in our conversations, both on the show with Ken and with Rick Camp, our board op, who does a great job betting the NBA, guests we've had on, it seems like people are kind of split as to how Atlanta is going to choose to play offensively in the series, if they're going to choose to slow it down or choose to push the pace. And it seems like that's kind of the fly in the ointment, right, as it concerns betting the totals in the series, maybe even specifically in game one, total sitting at 227. So however you'd like to answer this question, whether it's specifically game one, the total sitting at 227, or more as an overall series philosophy and how you think Atlanta might play this and whether that will lend itself to either higher or lower scoring games, Hawks and Bucks.
I don't have a take on game one. Game one is so much of a feel it out sort of deal. And that's been true for almost every series we've seen so far. You could not necessarily take a result from game one in any series we've seen and extrapolate to the next, you know, 4, 5, 6 games of that series and had any kind of a profitable take. Like, you really, you know, had to handicap what was likely to, you know, what the adjustments after game one were going to be and how would that impact the total and what's the market adjusting and is that correct or incorrect directionally or magnitude wise. And that's going to be the way I'm going to play totals in this series because my gut says it's going to be slow. My gut says that the way you really put pressure on the Bucks is to force them into half-court offense. I mean, that's what the Nets did. The Nets could have played, you know, a hell of a lot faster in that series. They, you know, the possessions, pace, all that were way, way, way down. And I think they got the worst out of the Bucks in terms of offensive efficiency because of that. Because, you know, Bucks in a half-court offense is their worst, you know, that's their worst form. If you run a little bit in this series, if you're letting it fly from three and not making your baskets and you're giving the Bucks easy points in transition, like, that's a great recipe for getting run out of the gym. And I have a ton of respect for Nate McMillan and what he's done with this team this year in particular, and this playoff run in particular. And I would guess that his strategy coming into this is going to be somewhat similar to what we saw as we got from, you know, out of, you know, game one, I thought was the anomaly in the Hawks Sixers series. I thought game two through seven really spoke to more of exactly how those teams fit together. And the Hawks, I thought, dictated a ton of the pace. And I think you can see Trae Young likely, you know, I think he's going to lean on, you know, what was successful last series, which was getting to the free throw line, you know, 10, 12 times a game. And, you know, I think they will have those opportunities because they're, you know, they're going up against a bigger team in Milwaukee. Milwaukee plays pretty aggressive D in the paint. And if Trae Young is getting a favorable whistle, you could see some pretty, you know, pretty physical play. I don't think it behooves Atlanta at all to run. But that doesn't mean that game one won't be an offensive explosion if, for whatever reason, you know, the Bucks give them open threes and if they can knock them down.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, before we move on to the West Finals as well and get your opinion on Phoenix and the Clippers, which game two is tonight, I want to ask you a prop question, and you can take this in whatever direction you want. You know, I don't want to lock you into like Trae Young rebounds, your thoughts or whatever. But if there was one player in kind of your general handicapping of this series where you feel like this player is likely to either have higher usage than people expect or that this player is going to kind of go nuts in the series, maybe one of the two stars, Giannis or Trae Young, is there one prop angle or one kind of player performance that you think could exceed expectations as we head into game one tomorrow night?
Oh, man, it's going to be pretty important for Gallinari to make his open shots. He's kind of the exact sort of recipe for a player who can, you know, really kind of do damage when he's on the floor with the second unit for the Hawks. And that's going to be where you're going to have to make up some ground, because the idea that you're going to be able to defend Giannis, I don't see it. Even Clint Capella, did a fine-ish job defending Joel Embiid, who had a torn meniscus. But he doesn't match up especially well against Giannis in this series in terms of preventing Giannis from getting what he wants at the rim. And so I think every time you're going to see the second unit come on the floor, end of the first quarter, end of the third quarter, I think it's going to be pretty important for Gallinari to hit his open shots, because the Bucks are going to give him, he's going to have an advantage matchup. You could see him get switched onto the likes of the Pat Connaughtons of the world or the Bryn Forbes of the world. And he's going to be able to, get some open looks, from the three-point line, as well as, getting to the rim if he chooses. And I think for Atlanta, at least, he's a player that I'm going to be watching pretty closely to see if he's producing at all, because it's going to be pretty important. There's not a lot otherwise on that second unit about the Hawks that, really impresses me from an offensive standpoint. And they're going to need those minutes to be productive to stay in these games.
All right, Will, let's get your take on Game 2 tonight, Western Conference Final between the Suns and the Clippers. If we have time left over, I'd love to get a Euro thought from your Euro bet. Suns, a 4.5-point favorite, minus 180 on the money line. Clippers, plus 155, total 223, all odds courtesy of our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. What, if anything, are you betting tonight, Game 2, Western Conference Final, Suns and Clippers from Phoenix?
Yeah, well, I mean, considering how well the Clippers did after going down 0-2 both series so far, you got to wonder if they want to even win this game, right? I mean, the pattern is there. In seriousness, though, the Clippers were I made that joke in seriousness, the way that Ty Lue came into that game from a coaching standpoint was wildly unimpressive. I didn't love their defensive philosophy at all in that game. It was way, way, way below what I know that unit is capable of doing. The fact that they couldn't get, more a plus defender switched onto Booker more, more regularly, or at least give him help when, Booker found the matchup that he wanted, was a head scratcher for me. I think the Clippers are a much better defensive team than that. Believe it or not, there were only 92 possessions per team in that game, which is well below both teams' expectation in general. That was a slow game, and yet the score was 234 points. The effective field goal shooting was unsustainably high for both teams, and I think with a little bit of a little bit of attention to the defensive philosophy for the Clippers in this game, this is going to be a much more hard-fought game. This is going to be a way lower score. I got involved in this total under 224 off the open. I think this is my fare is 221, 220 in this one. And realistically, I could see this one being kind of one where you want to try to attack some of the alt under markets, because if they have any kind of issues shooting, any kind of regression to the mean relative to what we saw in game one from a shooting standpoint, and we get another 92 possession game, this could be 105, 103 kind of territory. So I think this under is probably the strongest look tonight. My overarching kind of arc of what I expect this series to go is Clippers cover tonight in a close loss. Clippers win in game three after Chris Paul comes back, and maybe you get the Clippers as a small dog at home. And then I think Phoenix puts together a complete performance in game four, pretty much puts away the series, and then clinches in five at home. I think Suns 4-1 is a fun way to attack this if you want to get a little frisky in some of the prop markets. But Clippers, with not expecting to see Kawhi Leonard back in this series or these playoffs, and not expecting the Clippers to get more than one out of this matchup with the Suns.
Well, literally 10 seconds here. Give us a Euro bet that you like for Wednesday in any of the four matches in 10 seconds, because we got a break coming up.
I'm Oppo Euro Nick, man. I'm going France. I think France drops the hammer on Portugal tomorrow. I think Portugal are hot frauds.
Yeah, well, yes, guess what? We'll talk to you later, buddy. hit him up on Twitter if you're not already, @Whale_Capper, NBC Sports Edge, Deep Dive Pod. Whale, we love having you on the show. Good luck with the bets tonight, and we'll talk to you soon here on You Better You Bet. That is the great Whale Capper here on BetQL
on a Tuesday. Martes.
James Mazzola from the For Profit. But I hate that he likes France. You got to go against me, man. I hate that. I don't like to go against Whale. All right. James Mazzola, For Profit Podcast. Picks for the Travelers Championship. James is the absolute best in the business. If you want to win, stay tuned. If you want to be a loser, switch the channel. The choice is yours.
How should you bet tonight's player props? The prop king, Nick Costos, has your answers on You Better You Bet from BetQL.